Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening and welcome aboard. It is the weekend edition, sports weekend here on Sports Byline Broadcast, all part of our sports weekend and Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, and Mr. Daniel Ogden along the way as we roll through a post-Christmas, pre-New Year's edition of the weekend edition. And away we go, presented by Geico, insurance at geico.com, and by Rocket Mortgage and rocketmortgage.com. Lots to get to today. And, you know, listen, the college bowl season, the college playoff system, you kind of have to go, what, college football playoff season, then the bowl season, because the bowls do take a backyard, even though, for the most part, the bowl games kind of kick off the postseason feel to college football. So, yeah, we will spend a lot of time on college football, I'm sure, with some games unfolding and forecasting what's ahead in college football. But really, I think the face of college basketball, because of the popularity of the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournament, and I'll say men specifically, the passing of Greg Gumbel, who passed away here on Friday at the age of 78 years old after a battle with cancer. Older brother of Bryant Gumbel, who has obviously been, you know, a longtime fixture with the Today Show, sports broadcasting, studio work at NBC. The Gumbel family, very prominent, I would say, in the world of sports and news broadcasting, no question. Their father was a Cook County, Illinois judge who suffered a massive heart attack on the bench, presiding over a contentious political trial, if memory serves. But yeah, Greg Gumbel, those brackets, right? I mean, each and every March that, you know, that Sunday, Selection Sunday, the brackets would unfold, and it was Greg Gumbel who was the traffic cop and longtime NFL play-by-play, ESPN back in 79, just a shade under a decade at ESPN, NBC Sports, CBS. The longest tenure was at BlackRock, CBS, no doubt about it. But a good guy from what I have been told. And what's interesting is, even though Illinois and Chicago area went to tiny Loras College in Dubuque, Iowa, known for the Rock Bowl, where he called some Division III college football. And I've been fortunate myself to broadcast the game from the Rock Bowl in Dubuque, Iowa, Loras College up on the hill. So, yeah, so a little bit of that. We'll do some of that with Brock Hines next week as well. We're coming back. Tyler Levine in tow. Daniel Ogden as well. Zaid Hussein will join us. He's from outside the country on this holiday weekend. Coming back.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Talking the world of sports here on the weekend edition, Marty Terrell, holiday edition as well, Tyler Levine as well, Daniel Ogden. Tomorrow night, Saturday into Sunday, we'll have Blake Byrne will join us. We'll put a wrap on his first year as a member of our talk radio staff here doing health and wellness. Brock Hines will do some best of stuff over the weekend, TV radio stuff, media stuff, all the College Bowl stuff, the NFL playoffs, baseball hot stove. Let's throw in NHL and NBA on top of it. Tyler, welcome aboard, pal. How was your holiday? Good?
It was good, aside from watching my Manchester United get absolutely smoked twice. It was good. Yeah, really bad, man. I just ranted for about 20 minutes on First Touch. Yeah, I was really got into it. Yeah, screaming and yelling. Neighbors are probably pissed off, but I don't even care anymore.
yeah, there you go. And you got back to Florida okay, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it was a war to do so, as it always is traveling nowadays, but we made it just in time with 2 minutes to spare before I went live.
All right, well, you went south, really south in Brazil, is our buddy Zaydu Zane. Zade, welcome aboard. Season's greetings. How are you, Zade? Welcome aboard.
Doing great, Marty. Cannot complain. You know, in Brazil here, was forced to watch our disastrous Chicago Bears score 3 total points yesterday. And, I mean, the Seahawks, 6 total points. But, I mean, that was probably the worst game of the year. Anytime I think it can't get worse, it truly does. What was you guys' thoughts on that game yesterday?
Well, I'm looking at some notes here. It says to me, where are you in Brazil? Where are you right now in Brazil? Because I'm looking at a map here. Where are you specifically, if you don't mind me asking?
Uruguayana. I'm in Uruguayana. I was just in Sao Paulo, and now I'm in Uruguayana visiting some family.
Okay, because Sao Paulo, the game was so bad, they barred that game from the airwaves down.
it was horrible, Marty. Absolutely horrible.
It was unwatchable, Zade. I mean, come on, man. Hey, let's do this real quick because we got so. You were at Ohio State last week at Tennessee. I want to get to that and get Tyler involved here, but how are we going to describe this Bears season? I mean, number one pick. There was so much promise. What a joke. Fire the coach. Where does this organization go from here? Let's hear. We got to get this out of the way. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it preseason of Caleb Williams coming into what many people said was one of the best quarterback situations for a rookie QB. And now you fast forward to basically the end of the season. He's had two head coaches, two offensive coordinators, and a different starting offensive line for over 15 games this season. So, I mean, you want to talk about, you know, coming into what everyone thought was a good situation, now turning into a bad one. I mean, it really, you know, Caleb's shown flashes, but it's a really, really bad situation for him, especially in his rookie season.
What do you make of, in the post-game press conference, they're asking about, you know, the fans booing, and, you know, he pretty much says without saying it, yeah, they've been booing since before I got here. My job is to come in and win football games. And that was pretty much it. No accountability, no empathy, no sympathy. You know, is his attitude not in the right place for you as a Bears fan?
I don't think it's his attitude. I think everyone on the team is frustrated. I think, you know, week in and week out, this is a team that's underperformed. We went from, you know, looking good at the start of the season to now losing 10 games straight. So, and it's not like some of these losses have been, I mean, a lot of them have been blowouts, but some of these losses have been very winnable games. And then you go from one offensive coordinator to another, one head coach to another. It's a lot to ask out of a rookie quarterback. I just feel like he's frustrated, and rightfully so. I mean, nothing's gone right these last 10 weeks here for the Chicago Bears.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he was just absolutely bludgeoned. Here's where I want to go with this, and then we got to move on. And I'm going to alert Daniel. We're going to go long in this segment because we can sweep the bottom of the hour shorter. We got a floating break because I want to really pick some brains here. But here's where I want to go, Zade and Tyler. I mean, Virginia McCaskey, the whole McCaskey family, you know, they're all obviously the Halas family and the McCaskeys by marriage, ownership of this franchise. How do you not go to Bill Belichick? You get wind that he's looking at it. How do you not go to him and say, look, there's a general manager here, but you're going to be the head coach. You're going to have 100% carte blanche control. You've won 6 freaking Super Bowls. How do you not go to one William Belichick and not give him the keys to this franchise and right this ship? How can you fart around? You fired your last 6 or 7 coaches. There is no respectability. There's no credibility. How do you not? And then get the benefit of him breaking the all-time victory record of Don Shula under the shadow of George Halas. One of the inaugural bastions of coaching legacy in the National Football League. Please explain that to me, Zay.
Yeah, I think it's another clear dropping of the ball by, you know, the ownership of the McCaskey family. And I think that's why you see a lot of people chanting in Chicago, sell the team. And, you know, they're not just booing at the players. They're booing at the owners. They're booing at the coaching staff. And they're booing at everybody responsible for this, you know, product that they're bringing out, which is the worst product in the NFL right now. I mean, there's no excuse for this team on paper to be putting up 3 points a couple weeks ago, not even having a first down before halftime. I think we had 2 or 3 total yards. I mean, it's honestly a comedy show every single week. You tune in to see what they could do worse than they did last week, and every time you think, hey, there's no getting any worse from this, they find a way to make something worse happen. And it just happens over and over again. And now, I don't know if you guys saw, Pete Carroll is someone that expressed interest in joining the Chicago Bears and leading the team as a head coach next year. I think that's something that they should look into. I think it could bring a different type of culture for the team. And that's someone that I like to run the Chicago Bears organization.
I think what you said about it, I don't think there's a head coach that can come in and fix this. I mean, we saw it with the Commanders for years, and then what happened? Dan Schneider sold the team, and look, are they Super Bowl contenders? No, but it's, you know, that's probably the best that fan base has felt in years. They're going to be a playoff team, it looks like. Yeah. And I think that is ultimately, it's just a matter of when are they going to sell? Because I can't imagine they're having much fun either, just being hated by everyone in the city of Chicago. It's going to get to a point where it's all right, whatever. You know, it didn't work out. Let's cash in. It's not like they're going to be upset with the payday they get when they sell the team. So I think that's what needs to happen. I don't think they're – you could put Pete Carroll, Belichick, Harbaugh all in one coaching staff in the city of Chicago with this team. I don't think it's going to change much because the fish rots at the head. We see it all across every major sport. The owners are the problem here. They need to get out of town.
Yeah, all right. Let's move on. Go ahead, Zay. Finish up, and then we'll get to Ohio State.
I just want to give you guys, you know, an honest hot take of my own. You know, obviously we've seen basically a whole season of Caleb Williams. I think if you were to redraft this quarterback class, I would put him number three or number four. I truly believe that, you know, while he looked so good in college, that he's really having a hard time adjusting to the NFL. I mean, I think he's holding on to the ball way too long. He's trying to scramble and make plays that aren't there. And, you know, he's really struggling. I don't know if it's all – you could put all the blame on the coordinators and the coaches. While they've been horrible, Caleb Williams' play has to improve. And I think when you look at guys like Jaden Daniels and you look at guys like Bo Nix, these guys are coming out here and balling in the NFL. And we haven't really seen much of that from Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I think it's this. I think Chicago Bears – home to the place where great quarterbacks go to look crappy and to have terrible careers. They got a long litany of quarterbacks who were great at the college level and got to Chicago and, you know, stunk. And, you know, Caleb Williams is probably just going to be another footnote. I mean, their greatest quarterback ever was Jim McMahon, and he was just okay in college at BYU. He was nothing special. I mean, he was okay. And he ended up winning a world championship. So go figure. You can't figure it out. Ohio State. Let me ask you, Zane, what did you see? Because everyone, myself included, Tyler, probably you too, everyone was fading. Ohio, Ryan Day should be fired. I'm not putting words in Tyler's mouth, but the guy can't coach his way out of a wet paper bag. They blow out Tennessee. And right now, they're the co-favorites to win the whole thing. So Ohio State, give us a quick hot take. Let me hear.
Yeah, Marty. You know, being there in person, I got to tell you, pre-game, there was a lot of nervous energy around the stadium. You saw a ton of Tennessee fans. They practically took over that stadium. It was half Tennessee, half Ohio State in there. And, you know, Jeremiah Smith is a guy that stuck out to me in this game. He is an absolute baller for Ohio State. Only 19 years old, caught two touchdowns. He really was a huge difference maker at the start of this game. Ohio State came out and was clicking on all cylinders. I mean, they came out and jumped out to a 21-0 lead. They got the crowd into it. You know, even though it was half and half, you couldn't hear any Tennessee, you know, fans because they just took them out of the game right away. And I think they punched them in the mouth and they didn't look back. And that's exactly what happened. And this is a team where going into, you know, their next game and the rest of the college playoff here, if their offense continues to click like this, I really don't see anybody being able to beat them. I mean, now they come in as a favorite against the number one seed. It's going to be really, really interesting.
Yeah, I don't know that I can dispute that. I just think it's so funny because I led the chorus as well. All right, Zade, listen, enjoy the rest of your time in Brazil. We will see you when you get back stateside. Great job out of you, and Happy New Year. Good job out of you, Zade.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy New Year, guys. Take care.
All right. Good job. Yeah, we can't escape, you know, doing 12 minutes on the Chicago Bears. The only talk show in America, including Chicago, that finds a way to break down the Bears. I don't know that it's a show killer, but he's right. 2 yards total offense in the first half a couple weeks ago. How can they be worse? They found a way. We're coming back. Marty and Tyler will roll along here on Sports Byline. It's Sports Weekend. Don't go away. Look shady, who done it? Who stole my girl from me?
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a sports weekend. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine along the way, Daniel Ogden as well. Let's take a little time here. Tyler, how was your holiday? What'd you do? Anything special? Did you see the Bob Dylan movie yet?
I have not watched it. That's probably what I'm going to be getting into tonight. Marty, I got to be honest. I just watched a lot of sports. The NFL can't be happy with the product that was put out over Christmas Day and the day after Christmas. I mean, just two blowouts, and one of the, I mean, it will be, it actually, I don't think mathematically it could, I mean, if it was a 3-0 game, it could be worse, or, you know, a game with only a safety, but this is about as bad as it gets.
Well, hold on a minute now.
With the issues on the Netflix as well, I mean, I can't understand, the Netflix streaming has to stop. I'm just saying that now. All game. I mean, I was watching.
Whoa. Back up. You tell me something I didn't know. Well, first of all, I want to say this, okay? Both games were humdrum. I will give you that. They each did $24 million. And the late game at halftime, Baltimore-Houston peaked at $27 million with Beyonce. I mean, those numbers are astonishing. When you consider NBA topped out at $5 million. Think yes. About that. Five times more people, 5-1. So if there's six people in the room, five are watching football and one dweeb is watching basketball.
I'm not saying that it wasn't going to produce big numbers. It's the NFL, of course, was. I'm thinking to myself, like, these games kind of stunk. I don't know what's going on with the Texans. I kind of wanted to ask you about this. CJ Stroud has not had a good year. He and to be honest, he doesn't look good, and he's just missing open throws. I mean, 2 points in this game. I didn't expect this at all. I thought going to be a close game. I thought the Texans were going to put up points against a Baltimore defense that all season long has been suspect. But when you look back the last couple weeks,
they went back to back against
points, 14 points, and they gave up 18 points. Like, they haven't given up more than 19 points in the last 5 weeks. Looks like they're turning it around.
Back to back weeks, they went up at Kansas City and then home to Baltimore. Two of the best teams, and you could say two of the best teams in the league, let alone the AFC. and they lose Tank Dell. You nailed it the other day. Last week, you nailed it. The wind went out of their sails. I mean, Tank Dell, that was an enormous loss. And you're right, Stroud, it's the sophomore jinx. He had an unbelievable rookie year, set the world on fire, and now it's the sophomore jinx. And we there's a million quarterbacks who have gone down that road. The third year will be a defining year, no question about it. No, Houston's a mess. They're a and they won't bounce back. They will not bounce back. I mean, and they're fighting in the pregame. There's crap going on in the pregame.
They're going to win their division. Like, they'll be in the playoffs, but
they're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to win their division.
They're not going to do it. No. This is going to be the worst division winner in a long, long time in my eyes.
No, I don't disagree with that at all. I mean, the AFC is between two teams. I mean, three teams. It's Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo. Forget it. The other teams don't matter. They just don't. I mean, I was all over the Chargers. But, hey, listen, the minute you say that, something crazy will happen. Who knows? But I have a feeling we're looking at a Baltimore-Detroit Super Bowl. I keep thinking Kansas City's just going to run out of gas. They played it too close to the vest. Buffalo, the minute you jump on their bandwagon, they'll find a way to lose. And not only do they lose badly at home in the postseason.
Yeah, and their defense is bad.
And their defense is bad. And speaking of, bad defenses, Baltimore's defense is porous. And the Houston Texans come up with 2 points? Oh, what are you kidding me? I mean, think
their
about that for a minute.
Their defense has been bad all year long. However, if you look back just across, and this has been the story of the Bengals for the last couple of years, where the beginning of the season, it's like every game they have to score 30-plus to win, but they gave up 2 against the Texans. They gave up 17 against the Steelers. They gave up 14 against the Giants, which isn't really impressive. Obviously, the Eagles game, they gave up 24, 23 to the Chargers, 18 to the Steelers. Like, their defense has been playing better.
Better.
But they're going to have to – I mean, the one really positive thing for the Ravens is they play the Browns this last week of the season. They should – I mean, win that game, they'll have their division locked up. Hopefully for them, they want to get ahead early and be able to kind of rest some guys. But, like, when you look at the other defenses around the league in the AFC, outside of Pittsburgh, you know, there's really not that many guys that are going to be able to stop Baltimore. I mean, Buffalo's defense is worse than Baltimore's, in my opinion. And Kansas City, like, is their defense the best? No. You know, they're playing well, but I don't trust this Chiefs team. I don't care how many wins in a row they have. I don't care that they're 15-1. I just don't. I don't trust the Chiefs at all. I like Baltimore's chances going into the playoffs a lot.
You know what I don't like all of a sudden? And it didn't bother me the last couple of years, but this additional game, this additional week bothers me now. I'm ready for the postseason. It's like they're killing us. I mean, now we got this Sunday, and then you got the following weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and a Thursday night game, I believe, or maybe you don't even have a Thursday night game. I didn't look that far ahead. We got 2 weeks left. I mean, 10 calendar days or 8 calendar days, 9 calendar days. But two games left in a regular season.
Feels like a drag.
That's what I mean. I'm ready for postseason. And that to me is the mood of this country. I mean, they just squeeze money out of this, games out of it, content out of it, TV. I get it. So we can sit here and gripe and moan about it, bitch and moan all we want. It's not going to change things. Here's what I want to know, though. Are you concerned at all about Philadelphia? And then I'm going to tell you why. I am. And I'm going to tell you why. But you go ahead. Are you concerned about the Philadelphia Eagles?
Not necessarily. I think that, you know, depending on – it's all about health for them. Like, if Hurts stays healthy and, you know, Smith and Brown stay healthy, they should be a force in the playoffs with Saquon because he's a guy that can carry the team. Where I'm worried for the Eagles isn't in their ability to win. It's the teams that they're going to have to play and the trajectory.
Well, you just got it. You got it.
It's like the Vikings are playing unbelievable. The Lions are obviously always going to be a huge threat. The Packers, who I was, you know, not so hot on a couple of weeks back, they've turned it around. The Commanders can beat the Eagles. We just saw that. Granted, you know, Kenny Pickett was in the game for half the game. The Rams are trending upward. And then after that, I mean, none of these guys are really, you know, a factor in my eyes, but whoever the Eagles have to play, they're going to be playing teams that are more than capable of beating them. I don't really see that on the other side of the bracket. Like, I don't see the Steelers being a force in the playoffs. I don't see the Chargers being a force. I don't see the Broncos doing anything. I don't see the Texans making much noise at all. Like, I don't. Those are teams that, for me, Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, those are the three over here. When you go to the NFC, though, any of these teams can beat each other. That's how.
Well, you captured the essence of it. And I should preface it. Am I concerned about Philadelphia? Yes, for the reasons you gave, and I'll add one in a minute. And the other is the parity in the NFC. I mean, I can go top to bottom. There's going to be some carnage there. And you identified, I think, the most likely shocker would be Green Bay. And it wouldn't really even be a shocker because all they do is win. And Love doesn't get the love he deserves because the guy can flat out play. I mean, we saw that last year. They'd like to have a few things back in that San Francisco game. But when you look at this objectively, all Green Bay does is go out and win. That's all they do is go out and win.
Yep.
They gave up one of the best running backs in football to get one of the best. And all they have is a quarterback who likes to play catch. He doesn't do anything. I'm not saying he doesn't do anything fancy, but all they do is win, and they get after it. They are extremely well coached. The Packers, I mean, that is obviously a fabled franchise. I think the NFC is going to be an absolute slaughterhouse rules.
Jordan Love doesn't turn the ball over, they're one of the best teams in football. His Achilles heel can be the interceptions, but listen, you know, if he continues to play the football that he's been playing, they're going to be a team that is going to be very difficult to beat.
Yeah, I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see how this unfolds. All right, you stay right there. We got a long segment to come, plus we got a two-minute drill coming up. Don't look now. Vandy playing some good college football with Georgia Tech. I mean, some of the lesser bowls. How about Navy coming from behind to pick off Oklahoma? Boy, Oklahoma didn't earn their SEC stripes today as Navy goes in there and whacks them. And we got other bowl action towards the weekend as well. We roll along. This is the Weekend Edition presented by GEICO, by Rocket Mortgage. And enjoy American Premium Vodka. Enjoy it responsibly as you ring in a new year. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight. It's Sports Weekend. Don't go away.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center. And use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a sports weekend holiday edition presented by Geico Insurance, geico.com. Buy American Premium Vodka and again, celebrate responsibly as we roll into a new year. And away we go. All right, let's get Daniel logged in here. Daniel, how was your holiday, me boy? How are you?
It was pretty good. I had two meals. My house one was matzo ball soup and baby back ribs, and then the other one was ham and Brussels and potatoes au gratin.
Very, very nice. Holiday movies, or what did you do here? What did you do? Football? Did you were you more NBA? Were you NFL? I mean, what did you partake in? Let me hear.
I actually worked. I made a few deliveries for my delivery job. I came in here to reset the automation, and I did watch the Warriors Lakers game, and then we actually got WrestleMania 5 on.
You did, okay? A little WrestleMania. There you go. All right, good job out of you. Are you either of you guys the Bob Dylan movie? Are you guys? And I forgot the name of the. And Rick Tittle on the network today, as a matter of fact, I dipped into it, talked at length about it. Are you guys into this movie? I am stunned that how much of a groundswell this Bob Dylan movie has gotten. Let's start with you, Daniel, and then you, Tyler. Daniel, A, are you into Bob Dylan? Is it outside your sweet spot when it comes to music? Let me hear.
So not specifically myself, but my mom, big Bob Dylan fan. I'll probably take her at some point in the next few weeks. And I think it's funny. I think the last time I actually took her to a movie was to see Elvis.
That's a long time ago, B-boy. There you go. Tyler, can you believe the groundswell with this movie? It's everywhere. You can't escape it.
Well, Timothy Chalamet is a brilliant young actor, and he's been in a lot. And, you know, from what I've heard, he puts on an unbelievable performance. He's touted to win Actor of the Year, which will be the youngest ever, I believe. Music is something that unifies people. It's generational. I grew up with my dad having Bob Dylan on. Is it something that I listen to every day? No, but it's something that I'll definitely be watching, you know, simply because it's history in a sense. And I really like these music biopics. I think it's cool to see, you know, the story told, through movie form.
What blows my mind is, and we all can weigh in on this, and I'll start. What blows my mind, whether it's the Beatles, The Who, Bob Dylan, Fleetwood Mac, you guys could throw out any number of, they're selling their music catalogs for just ungodly amounts of money. And so I almost feel like it's an affront to the industry itself. And who am I? The Beatles, what? We only got two left, right? Ringo and Paul. Fleetwood Mac, they're all for the most part are still alive. I'm just using those as two examples. The Who, I think, you know, they've had one or two deaths. My point is, it's a money grab, but at the same time, it's like almost understandable because these guys are all getting long in the tooth. I don't know that the Rolling Stones has sold their music catalog, but guys, have you seen these numbers? I mean, you could Google it. And Daniel, if you could, tell me what Bob Dylan just sold his music catalog for. I mean, this is just
500 million. I'll tell you right now.
Is that what it was? $500 million? That is just. So how do you guys weigh in on this? To me, I mean, I see both sides of it, but it's like, really? I mean, this is, I'm a guy that used to put, 25 cents in a jukebox to listen to music. And now we're talking about $500 million with these, selling the rights to their music. It blows my mind. Here's what I want to know too. And I'm not playing dumb on the radio because I am dumb. The people who pay this money for these rights, how do they recoup that money in their lifetime? How do you recoup and monetize that? Please explain to me if you guys know, because I haven't a clue and I've been dying to know.
It's the royalties. So it's every time that song is streamed, every time it's used, every advertisement it's used for, you know, it's like Queen sold to Sony for $1.27 billion. But every time that someone listens to a Queen song, and the idea is it might not be in your lifetime that you recoup the investment, but people will listen to Queen until people are not listening to music anymore, which is forever. So it's like buying a rental property that will cash flow you money forever. Yeah. And that's ultimately what it is, because music is timeless and it's something that people are emotional about. And it's something that, you know, sticks in our heads. You know, there's certain songs that we all hear and listen to that immediately recall a memory in life. And it's sentimental. And that's ultimately why these catalogs get sold for this amount of money. I mean, Michael Jackson sold half of his catalog for $600 million to Sony, which implies that it's worth, you know, over $1.2 billion. Bruce Springsteen sold for $500 million in 2021. Like, it's crazy numbers, but it's, you know, it is an industry that will never stop. It's been around since the beginning of time, and it will be here forever. And, you know, nowadays with all the streaming that's possible and all the advertisements and YouTube videos and everything, like, it doesn't surprise me that, you know, these are the numbers that people are doing.
So let me ask you this question then. Okay, so what's Elvis, the Rolling Stones? I could go on and on. And what do we equate it to? So you're telling me that Queen, let's use them as an example, as the benchmark. You're telling me that Queen 60 years, 70 years from now is still relevant? I don't believe that, Tyler. And I'm not chiding you or calling you out. I just think at some point, Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody is going to outwear its welcome, and it's going to be basically a doormat for music. They're going to say this song is horrible, and you think Bohemian Rhapsody or some Queen song is going to withstand the next 6 or 7 decades?
100%. We Are the Champions, We Will Rock You. I mean, those songs will be played forever. I mean, We Are the Champions will be played at every single championship game for the rest of time. And it's, you know, I'm sure people said the same stuff about the Beatles. People said the same stuff about Elvis. They still listen to it. Hell, I listen to Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones every single day when I listen to music. If I'm listening to music that day, those songs are coming on. And it's because it's timeless. Like, my kids will be raised, when I have children down the road, like, they'll listen to Queen, they'll listen to Zeppelin, they'll listen to the Stones. You know, it's timeless, and it's something I don't think that there are certain groups and individuals that transcend the, you know, the normal experience. Like, do I think that people will be listening to Cardi B in 100 years? No. But Springsteen, Michael Jackson, Queen, The Stones, Zeppelin, AC/DC, like, you know, these groups will never stop being listened to, in my opinion, at least.
You know what's funny? I was in the Charlotte, North Carolina airport the other day, and I'm at a restaurant, and there was a kid there controlling the music in this bar restaurant. It was a Chili's, I believe. He was controlling it with his phone. And I thought, this is a young guy. What kind of music is he going to subject us to? And all of a sudden, he fired up Riders on the Storm by Jim Morrison and the Doors. And I was shocked. I even said to him, you know who this is? He goes, yeah, it's the Doors. I love this music. The guy was probably 25 years old, 26 years old. That blew my mind. And so it's kind of what you just said. Here I am, old fuddy-duddy, sitting here going, what's this kid going to fire up on his, you know, his Spotify or whatever that he's got piped into this restaurant? I'm sitting here eating lunch, and all of a sudden, he's going to fire up some music that's going to make my head hurt. And he fired up some music from my era. I mean, I'm telling you might be onto something here. But Tyler, these numbers are just impossible to get your head around, aren't they? Or no?
It's the same thing. I mean, if you, if we popped back into a teleporter and went back to the 1950s, if I told you that Jaylen Brown would sign a $300 million contract in the NBA, you'd be like, what the hell? You know, Soto, yeah, $700 million, yeah. Billion-dollar contracts are loading. Like, it's just the numbers are getting bigger and bigger and bigger everywhere you look. And, you know, it's not going to stop, whether it's music, sports, doesn't matter. Company valuations, you know, it's just this is what's happening in today's day and age, and it will continue to get bigger and bigger.
Is it sustainable, though? Let's get away from music. Let's go to sports. You're telling me that these contracts, the Mahomes, the Jaylen Browns, the Tatums, the Ohtanis, the Sotos. So you're telling, and we know a $1 billion player is already in the on the on deck circle, figuratively and literally, right? There's a $1 billion yeah. contract out there, standing on the on deck circle, swinging the bat, putting pine tar on his bat, and putting the weighted donut around his bat and swinging it, get ready to step into the box for $1 billion. We know that's coming. Here's my question for you. At what point do we have sports Armageddon where fans just say, you know what, we can't sustain this anymore? The business model's broken. I mean, you can only charge the X amount of dollars for tickets. And yet TV, I mean, the Guggenheim group that owns the Dodgers, I mean, the TV contracts, everything. It's just, it's insane. So you tell me, can this business model sustain itself here as
No.
we roll into a new year?
No, they're going to have to start doing the deferred contracts. I mean, at some point, I mean, the only reason that these contracts are the way they are is, you know, inflation and the dollar is worth less and you have to give more of it. Like at some point, you know, it's not going to come down to these teams. It's going to come down to like the value of the actual currency in itself. And that's where things will probably change. Because no, I mean, it's, if it stays on this trend, like at what point is there just not enough money to give these people? Or what you said, you know, the people that are paying for these big contracts aren't the owners. It's, you know, the people buying the hot dogs and drinking the beers at the stadium, paying for the parking and everything. And it will get to a point where people say, I'm not going to do this anymore. And, you know, they're going to have to do the Dodgers model where they, you know, sign someone to $700 million and do the contract over, you know, 40 years where, you know, the Bobby Bonilla, like what they did with the Mets. It's I don't think it's sustainable, but I think it will continue to happen. I don't think it's going to stop. They're not going to start paying people less. That's for damn sure. It's just the game is going to have to be reinvented. That's it. They're going to have to make new rules for themselves.
You mentioned Bobby Bonilla. I mean, they still cut him a check for $1 million every year, don't they, to like 2040?
Yep.
I mean, it's just they deferred like $50 million. It's ridiculous.
That's what it's going to be, though, because teams aren't going to be able to pay out that much a year. It's just not feasible. It's not economical.
Well, it's like car loans. I mean, you hear a young kid saying, what's your car loan paying a month? It's $300 a month. How can you have a car loan for $300 a month and you're driving that Acura or Acura? And you know how they do it? They got an 8-year note. I mean, it used to be you'd finance a car for 36 months, 48 months. Okay, 60 months was almost unheard of. 72, 90, 112. I mean, it's crazy. And that's basically the same thing if you want to put it in layman's terms, right? If you want a $100,000 car and only pay $400 or $500 a month, you're going to finance it for the next 10 years. It's ridiculous.
I'm just interested to see where college sports goes with all this.
Oh, boy, you're right about that.
It's just, I mean, at what point do we start seeing $100 million college contracts? Like, at what point do we see, I mean, you saw the Miami basketball coach step down because he's like, we went to the Final Four and then 8 guys entered the portal. And he's trying to understand. He's like, do you not like playing here? He's like, oh, no, we love playing here. But they have an opportunity to go make money somewhere else. And he retired because he's like, I'm exhausted. I can't do this anymore. Whatever year, I'm going to lose my whole team because I just want to go make more money somewhere else. It's sad.
Yeah, and here's the one thing, a cautionary tale. And I want to get your opinion on this before we head to break, and we'll come back with a 2-minute drill. I think the disparity in college sports is going to be, there is going to be the haves, a very small group of haves, and there's going to be a boatload of have-nots. And I'm telling you, the blue bloods are going to be the one. Once Carolina, Duke in basketball, Kansas, once they get out and start stroking nil deals and, you know, these name, image, likeness, and I'm telling you, free agency's here to stay, and the football blue bloods are going to do the same thing. Notre Dame, you can go Alabama, Auburn eventually. Auburn won't be down for long. Georgia, Florida, Florida State, they're all coming in. Tyler, we're going to have a very, very top-heavy climate and landscape in college sports.
I mean, when have we not, though? I feel like that's kind of just been the case already. It's just that it hasn't been public. And I think it will just get worse. But like I've been saying, there needs to be a commissioner. Things need to be capped. There needs to be a certain time frame of when people can and cannot make moves. Maybe there needs to be a limit on how many players can enter the portal from each school or whatever it might be. I don't know. But all I know is that someone needs to step in. If it's going to be a business, it needs to be a business. You don't see Apple running around with no CEO making decisions. Why? It's a business. There needs to be someone in charge making decisions. There needs to be policy. There needs to be checks and balances. And right now, it's just like a chicken with his head cut off. And that's why we're seeing it kind of look like a chicken with its head cut off. Guys entering the portal before the bowl games, like it's crazy. There needs to be law and order if it's going to be a business, which it now is and it has been, but it's now at a different level with the NIL.
You're right. It's utter chaos. You're right. All right, we'll look at the final week of the NFL, maybe a hot take or two, maybe a pick or two as we roll into a sports weekend here on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition presented by Geico Insurance by Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage wishing everyone a happy new year. They can help you with your financing on that new home in the new year 2025. And by American Premium Vodka, coming back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, talking to the world of sports here. Let's do a two-minute drill. Here's what I'll tell you, Tyler. I'm into these games on Sunday, and there's only a couple. There is absolute garbage, but I'm going to tell you right now, Penix and Jaden Daniels on Sunday night, NBC. I'm into it. Packers, Vikings, 425 East on Sunday, into it. The worst games of the weekend would be the Jets, Bills will be a blow. How about Raiders, Saints? I mean, you couldn't give me a free ticket. You could say I could suit up in that game, and I wouldn't attend. Raiders.
I'm interested in the Cardinals Rams. I think that's going to be a good one, and that division's still wide open right now. So there's a lot of
implications. It's an important game. I agree with that. That's on Saturday, though, is it not?
Yeah, Saturday game. We got three on Saturday, good amount on Sunday, and then we got the Lions Niners on Monday, which should that should be what I'm expecting to be a blowout.
But I mean, Chargers Patriots. I mean, how do they dare charge people to go in to see that game? I can. And Broncos Bengals is not horrible, but yeah, okay. Hey, listen, great job, Tyler. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Great job out of Daniel Ogden. Thanks to Zaid Hussein down in Brazil. He came in, did a nice job for us for the whole crew. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your weekend here on Sports Byline, your holiday weekend, and please be safe. Really, really dangerous time of year if you're not careful. Adios.